Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As voters in Plymouth and across Massachusetts elect a new set of leaders for today or re-elect the current set, we're here to learn what issues might drive their decisions in the governor's race and in the race here in the 10th Congressional District, which covers Plymouth. Joining us now here in our studio at the Water Street Cafe is WBUR's David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me ask you this, David. You were out trick-or-treating with voters in the 10th Congressional District last night, right?
That's right. And this year, a close convergence of Halloween and Election Day, and oh, how fitting it is. To be in the 10th Congressional District is to feel like you're in the land of slander and scare, smash and grab. It is, you know, it's the bewitching hour down here. In addition to all the buzzwords we've heard, Obamacare, you know, tax deficits, all that stuff. We have two key phrases down here in the 10th Congressional, the boogeymen of Cape Wind and strip search. So at the end of it, this place on this election day is about as happy as the pilgrims were when they came here.
Well, let me ask you, where were you in the 10th? And when you talked to parents last night, what was your question for them?
Went to Wollaston, old neighborhood in Quincy, above the cut neighborhood of single families, traditional place, which is to say reliably Democratic in the past. And I asked them, I asked each one of them the same thing. How would you dress to describe your mood as a voter this year if you were dressing up? So the first one up is Dawn Welch. She's a mother, husband a carpenter, not much work. And let's hear from her.
So if you were dressing up for Halloween, in the mood you feel for this election season, you would dress as a...
Confused. I don't know. Confused child. I'm not quite sure who I want to vote for. I don't know if I like any of the candidates.
Here it is Sunday night. It doesn't sound like you know who you're voting for
on
Tuesday.
I don't.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You leaning one way or the other?
I don't know. I got to have to do some research.
Have to do some research.
Let's talk about the mood. There's been a lot of talk by the pundits that Massachusetts might somehow be immune to the anger and anxiety permeating this campaign season nationally. Did you find strong opinions out there among your trick-or-treaters?
Those people weren't in the tent. There is a general mood amongst the democratically leaning Wollaston neighborhood that I found using a phrase that fishermen know, this whole thing smells like pogies at low tide to them. There is this general dissatisfaction with what's going on. And there is also childish joy. Probably you could compare to all those kids dressed up as Grim Reapers and bringing it down. Here are David and Iman Mock, a young professional couple just moved into Wollaston. They say theirs is an automatic vote.
I'm feeling anxious economically, yeah.
A lot of friends were actually laid off, and it is tough listening to them trying to get back on their feet, and it is really hard. As an example, my company was hiring. For one job, we had over 200 resumes. Something needs to happen that's different.
So can I assume you're thinking about voting out the incumbents?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Without a doubt, of course. Yeah. Of course.
You hear that glee? That reminds me of covering Pat Buchanan, when he was running for president in New Hampshire, and he was talking about the Pitchfork Rebellion, all the peasants coming over the walls, gleefully going after the establishment.
That was, just so we're clear, that was one couple. Was the discontent across the board?
Discontent, unhappiness with what's happened here, discontent with the status quo, to be sure, even if there's an uncertainty. Let's hear last one, Dana Gerwich talking to me.
You have a mind to vote out the incumbents this year?
Yeah, if the opposition were appealing to me, I would be inclined to do that just on principle. But as I've researched the opposition, I don't see that it's going to make that much of a difference.
So you're unhappy with the status quo. You're not sure you like the challenges either.
Exactly.
So, Bob, this is a reliably in the past Democratic neighborhood, and if you're hearing that from these Democrats who can't make up their minds on a Monday before the Tuesday we're voting, there's an omen there, just like the Grim Reapers.